Hey guys, what's up? It's Ahira for Epileptics. It's about 1 p.m. We are almost done with March. It has been quite a crazy month. It started out not very normal, but okay. And now I know with COVID-19 and everything happening, things have taken a turn. And everyone, we're, you know, going into more of quarantine. We're in New York. I work in the city, so I've been working from home for the past week. This is the second week I'm actually working from home and just getting a lot of stuff done with my day-to-day job. And also, my husband is home with me. He has epilepsy, so it's actually good he's home because he also had surgery in January, so he's more at risk for getting sick. So I'm also trying to not go near anybody. The only place we've been really is the deli down the block. And also, I've been to my in-laws doing a few things. So those are the main two places we've been, really. And even they're not going near anybody, so everyone's just trying to be safe. On the way of Bruno's surgery, he's healing pretty well. You know, it's a slow process. His skull is still a little soft, but he is getting there. You can barely see the scar or the staples. So we're just happy that's doing well, and he's scanning his head every day. Unfortunately, we had to cancel, the doctor actually canceled his appointment with a neurologist to go over his tests again, all the stuff we've been scanning. But that's okay, we'll get that done in probably a month or so, or a few weeks, or something like that, because right now it's not the highest priority, as long as he's safe. So I told him, you know, just be safe. We don't want him to get hurt because, you know, the hospitals are a little bit crazy right now, and they're preparing to have more sick people come in and all that. So he doesn't want to be there. It's going to be crowded and he'll be more at risk to get sick. So yeah, just wanted to say hi. We haven't gone anywhere. This week is also Purple Day is on Thursday, the 26th. So that's, you know, an international day of epilepsy awareness. And we just want to make sure people know that even whatever else is going on with the virus and all that stuff, that people are still here with conditions that they're facing every day, and they were facing it before, they're facing it during, and they're going to be facing it still after. So we just want to make sure we don't forget about them, as well as being safe and not getting people infected, because there are people with conditions that are already on medication and have other underlying things that if they get sick, it'll make it worse. You know, Bruno, he's had the flu. It lasted like a day for him. This is much worse than a flu. So we don't know what would happen if he got sick. It might cause him to have a lot of seizures or something. It's not really worth the risk at all for him to get sick. And I am one of his main caretakers. He's with me. So I don't want to get sick, because then I can't take care of him, and I could also get really ill, which will not be good. So it's just really making sure that you stay healthy and safe, because we don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, you don't know long-term what's going to happen and, you know, where this is going to go. So the best thing to do is just stay home. And also, his grandparents came back from Florida. They are downstairs. We haven't really even gone near them because we don't want them to get sick. And I've been home, so I probably don't, you know, I don't think I'm going to make them at risk for me. But I also go to the store and things like that. You never know if you touch something that might have been contaminated days ago. You know, and we clean everything off pretty proficiently. But still, you never know. And they're older. They both have had heart surgeries and things like that. So I wouldn't even want to risk it. And we're fine. I call them every couple of days. We check in, you know, let them know how we're doing, ask if they need anything from the store and so forth. You know, and vice versa, they traveled all the way from Florida, so they could have had something on them, on their belongings. So it's better to just keep away right now and just, you know, see your loved ones from far away, FaceTime them, call them on the phone. You know, we're bringing back a lot of old tech, even, you know, using the phone more to talk to people, calling them instead of just texting. And that's something even my generation, we don't really like calling people. I usually keep it for like my grandmother and doctors, but now with all this going on, it actually is safer to call people and things like that, and you want to hear their voice because you miss them. So, you know, so Bruno made a couple calls today. I made a couple calls in between my work And we've been pretty busy because my job is involved with medical, and also, you know, so I wanted to just kind of, you know, stay on top of that, keep busy. So a few things, just keep busy. Bruno, even though we don't know if we're going to be able to do our closing this month for the co-op, we are co-op condo property that we're trying to finish because there are things that might be postponed because of people being near each other and all that kind of stuff. Bruno's still going, we're going to go just keep going through stuff. We have a couple of, we have boxes packed, so they're not like on top of us, so we do have space. But what Bruno's doing now is he's going through like baseball cards. He's found all these things in the closet, you know, and he's going through them, getting rid of some stuff so we can organize it better, because Bruno does have a lot of safe hobbies. And for someone with epilepsy, yeah, he has baseball card collection. I mean, this includes like basketball and football and stuff like that. 90% is baseball. And then on top of that, we also do a lot of other things, and he does have hobbies with rocks, records, books. I mean, he's got a lot of hobbies, and more hobbies than even I have. My hobbies are pretty like simple. I like reading, I mean, I like going shopping, and I also taught myself how to play, let's say, the ukulele, so stuff like that, all small things that you only need a few of. So I'm not as, you know, crazy when it comes to like, you know, finding a new hobby. But he gets like all in where he's collecting statues or he's collecting DVDs, and we've cleaned up a lot of that stuff, so I know for him it's things that he can do indoors and it's safe, so I can't get as mad at him. But now that we're, you know, especially something that happened in the past, I can't yell at him for something that he did in the past. But now we're more careful, you know, he doesn't need to buy so many things. And now that we're looking through stuff and starting to just pack, you know, he sees like, oh yeah, it is a lot of things, and also overwhelming, because I get overwhelmed by clutter and I don't like to be crushed into things. I like to have open space. So he understands that, and where we're moving to eventually, if not next month or the month after, eventually, that, you know, we do want to keep it open and not make it claustrophobic. And it's also safer for him, the less things on the floor or around us in case he does have a fall or he goes down or something like that. So you want to always think about, you know, safety as well. And so that's what I always have him, you know, make sure he thinks about every time we do something. Or we're looking at furniture, we make sure that it's soft on the corners and everything like that. So, you know, we're just looking at things like that, and hopefully everything will work out eventually. It's just we have to be patient, and we're not, you know, we're just buying our first property. You know, we're buying our first forever home. You know, there are people that have it worse that are trying to sell something and buy something. We're just going in one direction. So hopefully they do push some things through. And, you know, you also have that financial fear that, like, okay, you're putting money down on something. What if something else crashes and this happens and that happens? But you can't worry about that either, because if people aren't buying things, then the banks aren't going to do well, and they're not going to be able to give loans out to other people, and then it's also going to happen. So either way, we still have to be careful. So it's better that we move ahead with it, and we did all this work for months, so it would be nice. And the inspection, we even said if it only could be a couple of us, I'll do it with my father-in-law, and Bruno can wait outside in the car with his mother, and then we'll come, you know, we can slowly go through it with the inspector and be 6 feet apart, 12 feet apart, whatever it might be, look through it, test all the appliances and everything like that. And I'm not worried because I'm going to come back after we close, wipe everything down with antibacterial anyway, so it's not like everyone's touching everything, and we're, you know, it'll make it less at risk. So hopefully we can work something out where we can do that, but we'll see. And then on top of that, it's safer for Bruno because there's nowhere to sit there anyway, so, and I want to walk through slowly, so it's safer for him not to be in there, because he could fall or have a seizure or get overwhelmed or something. So, you know, we want to be cognizant of his safety. So we'll see what happens. You know, we'll give him some different options and things like that, you know, and maybe it's only I can go in or something. As long as one of us can go in, you know, me or him, it's fine, because I know what to look for, and we can just do that, and that's what it'll be. So I just wanted to give you guys a heads up of where we are, and we don't want to forget about people with epilepsy and other medical conditions and other neurological conditions, but also keep them in mind when you do go outside and you're not being safe, that you could give something to someone who already has a serious condition and they don't need to have, let's say, you know, a coronavirus on top of it because it's not safe for them. And you could really put someone in dire straits, and, you know, and put them in a place where they might not be able to come back from it. And that's something that I'm very strongly trying to keep an eye on Bruno, you know, and make sure that he stays safe. But also at the same time, you want the person to not just be stuck inside the house. So if, you know, when the weather is nice and he's feeling okay, we'll go take a walk like around the block or whatever and things like that. You know, he came to the store with me the other day, but I was kind of getting nervous because I don't want him to fall in the store or like go, you know, someone had come too close to him right now. So it's just, you know, I'll do that stuff by myself because I do it like in and out. But for like a walk, maybe we can take like a walk somewhere close by, without having to really cross the street or like very small streets, and then he can feel like he got some exercise and air, and this way he's also safe because he has to wear his helmet as we walk. He has the one with that looks like just a baseball cap that has the lining in it that's like a hard plastic because his head is still healing, and it's going to take about, what do we do in January, so his head's not going to be really fully healed until June. It takes about 6 months. And then he also has his baseball helmet. So, you know, we want to just be really safe when we go out. And I make sure of that. Otherwise, I won't do it. And if he looks like he's tired, if he has like a little seizure right before, I know he's getting tired. That's like a sign. So then I'll tell him, you know, let's rest. Like yesterday, we were going to go out. He was going to come with me to the store. And then I was tired. He was tired. And I was like, you know, why don't we just lay down? Let's watch the news for a little bit. And then he totally just conked out right on top of me. And then I fell asleep even for an hour, you know. So it was good. We didn't go anywhere. It wasn't an emergency. We didn't have to be anywhere. So just make sure if you don't have to be anywhere, stay home. I know it's hard. You know, I mean, I have a lot of energy, so I'm jonesing too. And it, you know, you feel like you're kind of like stuck inside, but at the same time, you're also staying safe and not getting anyone else sick and they're not getting you sick. So it works out to try to like crush this curve and flatten it out. So it makes sense. So we all just got to do our part, even if it's just a little bit, and it's a small sacrifice. You know, think about in the past when people were, you know, had to go off to war, they had no choice. You know what I mean? They were drafted and things like that. But this is not that. We just have to stay in our nice house. You know, it's not like you're, you know, and if people that don't have the things they need in their house, like heat and hot water, they need to let someone know that so that they are taken care of, because, you know, we are going to be stuck inside for a while, and it sucks, but, you know, it's just what we have to do now. So if we're stuck inside temporarily, that's better than being stuck inside for longer periods of time if we don't stop what's going on and, you know, try to heal the world in a way, like Michael Jackson would say, but it's true. So let's just all be safe. And again, this week is Purple Day on Thursday. So just, you know, keep in mind people with neurological disorders. You know I will be, you know, especially people like my husband. And, you know, keep A Hero for Epileptics in mind. And we'll be thinking about everyone and, you know, praying that everyone stays safe and well. So thank you.